This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Shannon Sharp was talking. What is this called? Club Shay Shay, right?
Yeah, Club Shay Shay. Very popular
him
show.
It's hilarious, by the way. Really, really funny. Him and Ocho. Cinco. So they were talking about potential names for the Chiefs to acquire in the offseason. And boy, it was a familiar name, wasn't it?
Well, look, I'll just tell you to be cautious on the internet. I've seen this name floated around because, like, random ex-Twitter user who's doing things on the minors can be like, sources tell me. Okay, I don't think it's that. He's just suggesting it because he thinks it's a fit. Shannon Sharp, if they need to replace Travis Kelce, has brought up one name, a name I know will make Alex Gold cringe.
No.
That name is Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, here we go again.
So the question, I guess, is once again, are you down with Kyle Pitts? Now, I'm going to say a couple of things here that have been thrown in my face with other players that I can't tolerate.
Yeah.
And I want you to remember this. Not you. Anybody who ever tries to use these words against me again, I want you to remember this as we talk about Kyle Pitts. Because you're going to be surprised to find out, as a person who wanted to trade for Kyle Pitts for 3 consecutive years, I'm out. I'm actually not interested.
About time. He's been the most overrated player. Everybody's like, oh, but his team sucks. Eventually, you've been in the league for 4 years, dude. You're just a dude.
You're just a dude. And I agree with you. I'm not. If he's a free agent and we're just bringing in players, whatever, right? It's no different than like just signing Hollywood Brown.
Mm-hmm.
But to trade for, to target, it seems crazy and I'm not interested. But the things that get thrown around are the same things that I argue against, which is he's just so young. He's only 25 years old. You know that? Only 25 years old. I mean, he's practically a baby in the NFL. Think of how much better he could get. He had 1,000 yards just 2 years ago. These are things I hear all the time when I got to argue players. Even like Hollywood Brown. When's the last time he had 1,000 yards? Years ago. It's been a really long time. And he's young.
Yeah, they'd have to trade for
anything
him,
is possible. But that's the point between the free agency and the trading. Just, it doesn't make any sense. If you're doing tight end, it's supposedly a deep tight end draft. Just take a guy. Take a guy in the league and try to develop it. And do tight end the way the rest of the league does. Unless a couple years from now at 31, your Sam Laporta's floating around. For now, you're going to have to do it like the rest of the league. And you're going to have good wide receivers and a good running back. An average tight end play to go with it. You're just going to have to fundamentally change the way you play offense. Not trade for Kyle Pitts. That's not going to solve anything.
So the other part was the speculation was around the 5th-round pick. The Chiefs don't have a 5th-round pick. Like that's how you know when some of these something gets pushed out on social media is just coming out of nowhere.
People like Steve just making things up.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm hearing they're talking about giving up a 5th-round pick. They don't even have one. So, like, that's another week.
They were going to get one and then give it up.
I guess so. The fifth-round pick, if you're wondering, that one's the D-Hop trade. That's where that fifth-round pick went. And obviously, I'm not saying they couldn't come up with a trade package, but that's usually more of a red flag of when it's interesting. Yeah. Like, Kyle Pitts' name, it's not the first time it's come up. Again, you've brought him up before in the past.
I was definitely interested in Kyle Pitts.
I'm not saying he's a bad
rookie season, I thought, yeah, get him in town.
I'm not saying he's a bad player, but I just think he's very overhyped, that's all. And because he's an athletic freak. Like, that is still true. There's a lot of questions in Atlanta about his effort level and all that. I'm good. I mean, anybody where in another, you're already questioning, like, what's his effort level and things like that, I'm out. I don't need you coming to Kansas City for that. I'm good, man.
That's really the issue I have with him at this moment is that, so he hasn't at any point had good quarterback play, and that includes this year. Kirk Cousins was awful, and then they had some like random cavalcade of backup nobodies.
Well, no, Michael Penix.
Okay, yeah, I guess.
But so, you're saying the year before it was like Desmond Ridder or whatever. Yeah.
So he got Michael Penix for at least a little bit of this. So, but for the most part, he hasn't had some like dangerous group of, ooh, here we go, right? Nothing like that. So which version of it are you going to get? He's a 600-yard receiver. And with the number of targets he gets, I got to be honest, I'm not sure that Noah Gray, if he was the lead tight end in an offense, wouldn't produce at a similar level. Kyle Pitts is essentially in a timeshare tight end. They didn't even just give him the job. He's a great athlete. He did once have 1,000 yards receiving a tight end. He has been nowhere near that player for years. I'm out. I wasn't always in that camp. If he was just a free agent next year and they were looking to add some depth to the tight end room, cool. To actually give up any kind of asset, I don't care if it's a 6th or 7th, why waste my time? They're going to cut him in 12 months anyway. Kyle Pitts isn't getting his 5th-year option picked up. Kyle Pitts isn't going to end up with some other team on an extension. He's eventually going to hit the free agency market. If you're interested in him improving your team, you can just wait a little bit. People love tight. You know what it is? They just see athletic tight end and they think Andy will make it work.
Well, I think a lot of it too is, and we don't know what Kelsey's future is or not yet, but I think everybody knows how vital the tight end position has been during this run. And so you're like, oh my gosh, what's it look like without having a dominant tight end?
And
it's the unknown, right? There's a little bit of an unknown. And I understand like Noah Gray got an extension. I think Noah Gray will be fine. He'll be a middle of the road tight end, maybe even slightly above that if he got full-time opportunities. They drafted Jared Wiley. He's coming off an injury. I don't know what to expect. I know they liked him when they drafted him for a reason, but who knows? Like, that's a complete wild card. You can't bank on that. And then as you pointed out, the draft might be an opportunity for tight end as well, although I don't know if I really want them drafting one in the first round, to be quite honest with you.
And, a tight end?
It just
kind of depends on the tight end.
Well, I don't think Tyler Warren's falling to 31. So.
Yeah. kind of depends on the tight end. I'm not saying no. What if they traded back in the first round and took him in the second round? Would you feel better about it?
I'm not saying they can't draft one, period. I just don't. Yeah. No. They can draft one this year. I got pretty much any position you can draft at some point, and it's hard to, like, you draft any position in, like, the 4th or 5th round. How am I really going to be that upset about that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, short of drafting a dang kicker or punter in the 4th round, I don't really care what position you draft.
Those are the only two positions in which I don't want you drafting him higher than the 7th.
Yeah.
Maybe the 6th. If you really like him, although I was so unimpressed by Ariza in the postseason. I'm
hopefully,
like, making me miss Tommy Townsend, you know, missing our boy.
He was rough. Hopefully that's just the dude didn't punt for a year and then got back out there. And hopefully the little coffin corner punt, please, would be nice to have in your arsenal because we know he's got the leg. Yeah, that was rough, but that's way down the list of issues from the Super Bowl. But yeah, I hear you.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.